tell you, with all due respect, Mr. Majority Leader, I wasn't going to bring up what happened today. But what happened today is you turned a bipartisan bill, necessary for our farmers, necessary for our consumers, necessary for the people of America, that many of us would have supported, and you turned it into a partisan bill. And very frankly, 58 of the 62 Republicans voted against your bill, voted for the last amendment, which made the bill even more egregious. We disagreed with the $20 billion cut, and you up the, not you personally, but your side up the ante. So I will tell you, my friend, we're prepared to work in a bipartisan fashion. And very frankly, with respect to the student loan bill, it was very close to the president's bill. And we would have supported it had it been even close to the president's bill. What your bill does, as you know, puts those taking out a student loan at risk of having their interest rates substantially increased in the future. The president suggested, yes, let's get a variable rate that reflects market rates, but then when you take out the loan, just like you do with your house loan, you know what your interest rate is going to be. So we have a difference on that. I think it's a good faith disagreement on that. But I will say to you that, yes, I have been concerned about the inability to take a bill reported out of committee that is bipartisan in any nature and turn it into a partisan bill. That's what happened on this floor today. It was unfortunate, as I say, for farmers. It was unfortunate for consumers, and it was unfortunate for our country. If the gentleman wants to pursue that, I'll yield to him.
I appreciate the gentleman, Mr. Speaker, and allow me to just respond. The Sutherland Amendment, to which the gentleman speaks, is an amendment that had been discussed for some time with the ranking member, with the chairman. The gentleman himself, I'm sure, Mr. Speaker, was aware of Mr. Sutherland's amendment. Mr. Sutherland's amendment reflects what many of us believe is a successful formula to apply to a program that has, in the eyes of the GAO, in the eyes of the independent auditors who look at these programs, a program that is in dire need of improvement because of the error rates and the waste and the other things that are occurring in this program. In addition to that, it reflects our strong belief that work, that able-bodied people should have the opportunity and should go in and be a productive citizen. That's what this amendment says. It gives states an option. It was a pilot project because it reflects a winning formula to the welfare reform program back in 1996 that was put into place. With unequivocal success, able-bodied people going back to work, working families, beginning to have productive income, not just taking a check from the government. There was never an intention at all for our side to say we want to take away the safety net of the food stamp program. Absolutely not. This was a pilot project. That was it. It was up to the states whether they wanted to participate to see if they could get more people back to work. Again, consistent with what the GAO reports have said, whether they wanted to participate to see if they could get more people back to work. Again, consistent with what the GAO reports have said over and over again, these programs are in need of reform. And again, it was not as if this amendment came out of thin air. The gentleman, the ranking member, the entire leadership on the minority side knew this amendment was there. And the gentleman forever is on this floor, Mr. Speaker, talking about regular order, talking about the need for us to have open process, perhaps to let the will of the House work be worked, and then go to conference. That was what the goal here was. Let the will of the House allowed to be seen through, work its will, and then go to conference, and then we would try and participate in a robust discussion with the other side of the Capitol to see if we could see clear on some reform measures to a bill and a program that is in desperate need of that. And Mr. Speaker, again, what we saw today was a Democratic leadership in the House that was insistent to undo years and years of bipartisan work on an issue like a farm bill and decide to make it a partisan issue. And Mr. Speaker, it is unfortunate that that is the case. I do agree with the gentleman. But I hope that we can see our way to working on other issues where there is potential agreement. Yes, we have fundamental disagreements on many things, but we're all human beings representing the 740-some thousand people that put us here and expect us to begin to learn to set aside those agreements, find ways we can work together. Today was an example. The other side, Mr. Speaker, did not think that was their goal, did not think that was an appropriate mission, and instead decided to emphasize where they perhaps differed when we wanted to reform it in a certain area. And I yield back.